Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalorada Radio. What the fuck you listening to? Better nobody. Strictly wicked motherfucker. Yeah. Whoop to all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. It's Juggalorada Radio. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Off the wickedness and keep it realistic. This and teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror core is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, you more in it. Find it's pouring darkness, fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing up and chopping something. Turn a prime to you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches with the wicked shit. We skating wicked bridges on the bitches. How the fuck we be living the ass tops of sleep, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a job alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me. It's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learn. It's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio. Yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker. Now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies beating off your dick. Put it into this sick motherfucker, now we finish it.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Whoop. Welcome to Juggalorada Radio with your host, Tavik, co-host, Ghetto G, the co-host, Psycho Killer. Well, you know what? Fuck, Psycho Killer, he ain't even here. Fucking bitch. But, yo, check it out tonight, the fucking special night. This is the 5-year anniversary of JRR. We got fucking Demon Jones coming up on him, give him a call. We got fucking Liquid Assassin coming up on here. To the motherfuckers that are not here for this, fuck you.
It's a pretty big night then, man, huh?
Hell yeah, man.
Seem a little exciting.
Man, why wouldn't I be? But,
I got go ahead, call dude in.
All right, bro, let's do this up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Demon?
Yeah, who's this?
Yo, what up, man? Yo, this is Havoc from Juggalorada Radio.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Oh, yeah, by the way, we were told to give you shit from Rick about your 300 pairs of shoes.
That's funny. Yeah, dog, I got a pretty big stack, man. I've been on them for a minute.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, man. You heard about that, man, definitely.
Yeah, we just got done talking to Rich yesterday.
Oh, it's all good.
But, first
so
off,
Rich told on me, huh?
Yeah, he's good, man.
I got a lot of love for Rich, man.
Hell yeah. Okay, Rich is definitely dope. But, man.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah. Yo, first of all, man, yo, I would love to welcome you to the show, man. And,
what's that, bro? I'm sorry.
I said, I would love to welcome you. First of all, man, I would love to welcome you to the show.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Anytime, man. But, let's get this started. Yeah, my first question is, yo, how the fuck did rehab come together, man?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of different answers to that, because there's been a lot of people involved in it over the course. The rehab specifically was, when it began, was Steak Knife, Danny, and Brooks Buford. Steak Knife and Brooks are no longer with the group, but prior to that, Danny was in a rap group called Prime Suspect, and I was in a dance group that would back them up at shows in Atlanta, and I was probably 15 years old. So rehab in its current form was kind of born out of Prime Suspect, which was about 1993, 92, something like that. So, and then like in 2001, after Southern Discomfort was kind of put out, and then they were working on the next album. I don't think Danny and Brooks were seeing eye to eye. I was a solo artist, and me and Danny hooked back up, and we, you know, getting ready to start touring, and we'd be on the road for 10 years straight.
Hell yeah, man. That's fucking nuts.
It's real nuts.
Now, my question for you, how the hell did you get the name Demon?
It was a nickname, actually. I was in a rap group called Bum Rush in Macon, Georgia, when I was in high school, and they just started calling me that because I was pretty, you know, I was pretty aggressive, and that was a lot of the battling and ciphers and all that type of stuff was really reaching the South. You know, it was kind of an East Coast thing, underground hip hop, New York, and when, you know, I'm not really into that anymore, the battle rapping and all that shit, but when it was a sport, you know, I was definitely in it, and I used to bite people's heads off pretty severely, and that's kind of where that came from. And then, you know, I started to mature, and I wanted to change it, but I started to look into what the word demon means, and it's not really all negative. You know, there's actually someone who's very dedicated and energetic about what they do, someone who is aggressive, and also I catch the spelling of it, you know, to kind of throw it off, like, you know, I'm not trying to be Satan or Satanist or any satanic type shit. You know, it's got nothing to do with that, actually. It's actually just the opposite. You know, I've stuck with it thus far for spiritual reasons. It actually has spiritual, you know, connotations to it.
That's what's up, man. Now, of course, you know, like, you like, I know for a fact, you know, like, you know, for each member of the group, you know, this could probably be like a different answer. But for you yourself, man, yeah. You know, like, what inspired you, you know, to get into music?
I don't remember exactly. I just remember some of my earliest memories are me, you know, dancing around the house with my brothers growing up. My parents would, my mom would put on Marvin Gaye records and old Motown stuff. And when Michael Jackson came out, that really affected me. I was into the break dance movement, like the Break Into Electric Boogaloo and Beat Street and all that. I was a very small child, and I was very, very severely affected by it. Like, it consumed me, and I was just, you know, my mom really said that I used to dance to, like, the windshield wipers in the car, like that I would be, you know, 2 years old, standing up in the car kind of dancing with the windshield wipers, and I've just always really felt it, man. It's always just been coming out of me, and but I was so engulfed in dance, and I never really started creating my own jingles and songs, and, you know, started getting into it as an artist until I was a teenager, and I realized, like, you know, you can't really rock the world just dancing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you kind of can, but not the way you can once you put words to it and some real feeling. You know what I'm saying? And, so dancing is the way that I really got into music.
Oh, yeah, man. Now, who would you say, you know, music-wise, inspired you to get into it?
Who inspired me? My oldest brother, who passed away, he was a very gifted writer. And so once I started to realize how gifted he was as a writer, it was, he was probably 17 or 18, and I was probably I was 13 or 14 at the time, but then like a couple of years, well, I was probably 15 or 16 when I started rapping. I was like, well, Chris can write. He's a really good writer. And then I had been around Danny and State Night, and I was like, damn, like they were already, man, back then, they were already on a monster level. I mean, they were so ahead of their time with the rapping, man. It was just the people in the South. You know, this is way before Atlanta was on the map as, like, a hot spot. This was, like, back in the crisscross days. You know what I'm saying? Like, way back. And so, I mean, I would have to say a combination of, you know, Danny, Steak Knife, and my brother Chris. And then, like, Wu-Tang really affected me a lot. You know, I was into underground hip-hop. You know, I was listening to, you know, Soft Fear and a lot of stuff that people in the South, you know, still have never heard of. But like J. Ruta Damager and when Wu-Tang came out, it really affected me. And then like with The Chronic and Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre came out with The Chronic. All of that compiled, it took me over the edge. I knew there was nothing else for me, you know. I mean, I would, you know, have other jobs, but I knew I would always be, you know, working toward music.
Definitely. All right, so check out, man. This is one of our random questions we love asking people. All right, man. So if I was to get you high, give you $75, and put you in a Walmart that has no food, like absolutely no food and no drinks, what would you buy?
A towel to wipe up the piss from me pissing on the aisle in front of everybody. Because I hadn't got high or drunk in 10 years, so if I did it, I'm sure I'd be pissing and shitting on myself. I'd probably pass out. Yeah. No, man, really, man, I'd probably buy a pack of Twizzlers, some fucking Diet Cokes, and some peanut butter Klondike bars and moonwalk about that bitch. Picture that.
Because, man, there's no food and no...
Oh, there's no food. Oh, shit, all I said was food. Oh, man, I don't know. Some frosty white flower, shower curtains and make some projection screens with them. That's what we're using right now. We've made them out of shower curtains from Walmart.
There you go.
Yeah. Up,
or a bunch of condoms and a lot of lube and hand them out. And, I don't know.
Gentlemen, you got any questions?
So what's your favorite thing to do when you aren't writing?
When we're on the road?
No, when you aren't writing. When you know, not making.
Oh, when I'm not writing. Man, I have two little girls, man, and a wife. My favorite thing to do, man, really, is to just hang out with my family, man. I mean, I live in Middle Georgia, where I grew up at, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to build my family a home out in the area where me and my brothers grew up playing, and I like to just sit out there with my kids, man. And just chill. That's my favorite thing to do.
Now, how would you separate yourself from other artists?
Rehab is a, you know, I think we take a dark subject in a, you know, rehab-themed or addiction-themed experiences, you know, have touched every family, I think, at this point. I think everybody's out of the dark on that. You know, everybody's affected. Everybody's family is affected by a friend or a relative. And I think that we're able to shine light on a pretty dark situation to make people, maybe give them a release and maybe give them some comfort knowing that they're not the only one that's gone through it. And you know, a lot of times we're able to shine kind of a little bit of comedy on some shit that's not really funny, you know? Like, being tweaked out on meth is not funny, but if you listen to King of Tweakers, I mean, or, you know, or it'll make you smile. It's got a little bit of the funny in there. And,
I got you.
You know, bartender song is no different. You know, it's, you know, getting beat up, wrecking a car, going to jail is some shit that's happened to a lot of us, and it's not really fun. It wasn't fun, but we're able to turn it into a song where it's actually fun listening. You know, it's not a horror movie, and I just think that Danny, we all feed off of his creativity. You know, absolutely, he's a master And he makes it so easy, you know, with his imagery, his hooks. And once he starts going, man, it just makes it easier for all of us to just snap right in and fill in the blanks. And, you know, I think we've, you know, rehab before me and rehab since I've been a part of it. I mean, I know we've inspired a lot of different artists. I mean, we've had Uncle Cracker. I mean, I've had some, you know, a lot of artists come to me, like when Danny's not around, I'm like, man, and just compliment us and talk about how much Danny's affected them. And like, you know, you're talking about songwriters, you know, people that's this wrote some of the biggest hits of our lifetime, you know, have complimented us on our material. So, you know, I think rehab has a lane of its own, and I think we'll be able to, you know, we'll be able to make a living and eat as long as we want because of that.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah. All right, man. So, if you, you know, if you either solo or even with rehab, you know, could do a track with any artist out there, dead or alive, who would it be?
Any artist right now, dead or alive?
Correct.
It would have to be Kanye, man. Kanye West. Somebody's
hell
laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's laughing. Who's that?
Oh, I heard somebody laughing. But you know what, though? The reason everybody hates Kanye is one of the main reasons that his shit sells a million the first week it always comes out is because he's a genius when it comes to press, to people's response, and he knows what he's doing, and everything he does is... It may seem random. Nice, a redneck. It may seem random and uncalculated, but it's actually just the opposite. And his music is the same way. I follow him as a producer and as an artist. He's pretty much a genius, you know. And I'm not talking about, like, his attitude or what he appears to be. I'm talking about the effects of what he does on the people that he does it in front of is exactly what he wants. And I've been pretty inspired by his music and his, you know, not only when he's rapping, but when he's just making music. I mean, he's one of the most versatile, polarizing figures of our life and music. And people are so caught up with the, you know, him shitting on Taylor Swift when actually he was right. Beyonce should have won that shit. But, I mean, he did it in a rude way, but he also did it in a way that kept him in the newspaper all the way up until now. If he wouldn't have did nothing else, every time you bring up Kanye, they would have wrote a whole page about how he was an asshole. But it keeps his record selling, and then his music is a whole nother level. I mean, he's on a whole nother level, so he'd be my number one choice, no doubt. And then it would finally get back into, you know. I mean, we just did a song with Ritz. We haven't done one with Yellow Wolf, though, man, and we're kind of connected in a lot of ways. I mean, at some point, I'd like to do something with Yellow. I've been around him and known of him since, you know, he really got rolling. But let's see. Man, there's a couple of older country artists and stuff like that that I wish I could have, you know, done something with George Jones. Just because there's a lot, not because of my liking of him, but some of my parents and my uncles and my grandparents, like, you know, this is a lot of the first stuff I heard as a child was these men's voices. You know what I'm saying? And to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be an honor to, you know, do a song with George Jones or Hank Williams Sr. or Elvis Presley or somebody like that, of course.
Hell yeah, man. Now, and of course, you know, for people that don't know, you know, and of course, you know, I actually got the exclusive scoop out of yesterday from F.E. James. Rehab actually has a brand new album coming out.
Oh yeah, who told you that now? Oh, you, my homie James, our publicist.
Yep.
Yeah, man, the new album's called Million Dollar Mugshot. It's produced by DJ Burn One, who did trunk music for Yellow Wolf, and did White Jesus, a lot of the White Jesus for Ritz. And so I think this is his first release, like his first official album release where he produced the whole album. And it's some whole other shit. It's on a whole other level. And we're bracing for impact on this one, man, because I think this shit's going to go off. It's pretty crazy.
Hell yeah. And of course, you know, you guys actually just released correct, like your first single off of that, but, you know, for the video, which is actually called Horse.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, but I gotta ask you, man. Where did that, you know, where did the track Whore even come from?
We were sitting in Danny's studio in Boombox in Warner Robins. We were sitting back there in his backyard. I just started strumming chords. I think we just got done recording the song, and I was about to leave. And I just pulled my guitar out and started strumming the chords. And there was a couple of his homies standing around, and he just blurted out. He just blurted out the hook to it. Fuck you, bitch. You know, he just blurted out the hook to it. Except he got to the end of it, and he didn't have the last line. And then I just said, and I'm not crazy about all them bitchy stuff. And then there it was. And we recorded the hook right then. And then we just wrote the verses over the next few days, and there it is. But the inspiration behind it, of course, is, I mean, everybody's got a relationship that ended, you know, bad. And, you know, with their girl or their guy cheating on them, a lot of times, maybe even with somebody that you know, you know, that's most likely the case a lot of times, you know, is your girl screwing one of your homeboys or some one of the dudes you know that you don't like and she knows you don't like him, like shit like that. So, you know, it wasn't about one specific chick or one specific, you know, anything. It's just, it was inspired by those types of things. And me and Danny have both been through situations like that, and we've caused situations like that. So, and I'm sure you guys are no different. You know what I'm saying? Like you or your boy, your brother, your daddy, or somebody have gone through it. And, you know, there's a lot of love songs. It's like, you know, oh, baby, please come back to me. Oh, or there's somebody sleeping in my bed. But really, that's not what motherfuckers say when they find their girl screwing their homeboy. They're like, fuck that bitch. Fuck her. Fuck you. Fuck all y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we bring our brutal honesty. It's almost funny. To a situation that's not fucking funny. That shit is not funny when it happens. Like, you want to kill people, you want to tear stuff down, you want to burn stuff, you want to cut people up. But when you hear that song, though, you laugh. You're like, damn, this is. And that's kind of, like I say, that's what rehab, that's what something that we do better than most, I think.
Oh, yeah, bud. Now, and of course, you know, for those who also don't know, I believe a couple of years ago, you yourself actually put out a video called Getting Better with 8-Ball.
Oh, yeah, man. That was quite a treat.
So, I mean, now, you know, for you yourself, you know, can we possibly, you know, be like, expecting like maybe like a solo Demon album?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm signed to Average Joe's as well, the same label. I actually signed with them before Rehab officially left Universal, and that album, I put my album out right as they were signing Rehab. So, of course, we all focused on pushing the Rehab envelope because that's what we've all been eating on. That's what, you know what I'm saying? That's number one. But I have two more albums on my deal with them. So, and they'll put out whatever we want. You know, they believe in us and they support us 100%, give us creative freedom. So, yeah, there's another Demon album definitely going to come out. I think it's going to depend on how crazy this next Rehab album pops off. That'll give us a time frame because, you know, if one of these singles catches and we're just, you know, on the road worldwide for a year, then it's going to have to wait, you know. But you know, if we have fine time on the road, on the bus, in between shows and start focusing on it, you know. And it's Boombox, you know, it's going to be executive produced by Danny Boone, and you know it's going to be some hot shit. I don't know which direction I'm going to go with it yet. You know, I have a lot of, I got a lot of material, you know, I got a lot of inspiration in life, you know, from good things, from bad things, from some everything. So I got a lot to pull from. You know, I got a big family, I got kids, I got two little girls, a wife, I got, you know, three brothers, two sisters, I mean, a lot of friends, you know, I've gone through a lot of my life, so I didn't know if I wanted to pull the guitar out and make it more of acoustic-based, you know, start with the guitar or start with the drum machine, and, you know, it comes out a little different when you start with one or the other, you know, and I haven't decided which way I'm going to go with it, but whichever way I'm going to go, and it's going to be something nasty, I promise.
Oh, yeah. Now, of course, you know, like, I know you got to go with him, like, here in a bit. So I think me and Ghetto, and if Spaz has any questions, we're gonna ask you like a few more questions, and then I'll let you go, man.
Yeah, brother, I'm here, dude. Whatever you need.
All right. Check it out, man. My question for you, and my final question for you, man, is, from the time that you first started making music to now, and you yourself and even rehab, how do you guys feel like you guys have grown as artists and as a group?
Well, as a group, I think we've become more of a family. You know, I mean, we've been on the road with each other for 10 years straight, and we've become a family. And every show ain't good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Pete Rose struck out sometimes, you know, and like, you know, he had more hits than anybody. So, you know, every day ain't great out here. Everybody's away from their family and their stress is at home. And then we got shows, and then you got feedback, and then your inner ain't working, or your battery and your mic dies in the middle of a song, and, you know, shit like that happens, but we've been able to stick and stay through all that and become real tight as a unit. I don't think there's anything ever going to destroy rehab. As an artist individually, you know, when I first started, you know, rapping, you know, I was just inspired by the way other music made me feel, you know, by like hearing Method Man, when M-E-T-H-O-D, man, when that came out, or like when, you know, Ice Cube said Straight Outta Compton, a crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. I mean, it made me want to be able to say stuff like that. And so I was really kind of abstract with the rapping, and it was more about just the delivery and the way it sounded and was it impressive. And now, you know, I've lived a lot. You know, I've been clean for 10 years. I almost died because of the disease of addiction, you know, the drugs and stuff. I almost killed myself, you know, just doing a lot of drugs. And I've lost a brother and a sister in the last 7 years since we've been touring. I've my oldest brother and my younger sister had passed away. You know, I've been through a lot, and you know, my parents got divorced. But then I have a lot of positive things. Like, I've married my best friend. I have the two most beautiful little girls in the world. So, you know, so now when I go to write a song, I'm not just pulling from what I heard another artist do or say. You know, I'm pulling from, you know, where I'm at in my life and like stuff that's happened to me, and I got plenty of fuel to fill up any song, you know what I'm saying, that I want to write, whatever it's about. And I think that's the main growth for myself as an artist.
Hell yeah. You got any last questions you want to ask, man?
If you had an opportunity to change something in the industry, what would it be?
And that's a really good question. It's a really good question. There's so many answers to that, and you got to answer it. Well, really, the changes that I would do are already happening. You know, the artists are being empowered through the internet. If I could change anything. I mean, on one hand, I would like for it to go back the way it was without iTunes, where you had to buy CDs, because, of course, we'd all be millionaires.
Yeah,
but, you know what I'm saying? Like, just come on for like 6 months. Let's just go back.
I definitely agree with that.
But as an artist, though, because I'm involved on the business side of it and the creative side, so as an artist, though, the empowerment of the artist, you know, people can take their own, get their friend to take, they can buy the camera at Walmart that takes as good of pictures as you can take. You can take your own pictures, make your video with the same camera, edit it on your computer, put it on iTunes in your bedroom. You know, you can do this. You can, you know, the empowerment of the artist is becoming the focus. You know, that's where it's going to. You don't have to have a record label. And I think that I would just push in that direction, because it's personal freedom and, you know, creative liberty is going to be, there's no way you're going to be able to stop that, and I think I would just further it in that. I mean, the record companies, I mean, they're so independent powerhouses. You know what I'm saying? Like Strange Music, Psychopathic, and then there's a bunch of other Average Joes, super successful. I think their model is just set up differently than what like Warner, Sony, you know, all that type of shit is going away. There's a reason it's going away, and it's because they want to empower the executives and empower the non-creative types, and they want to rob the creative types and take food off their table and, empowerment of the artists.
I agree with that, yes.
Yeah.
So, Spaz, you got a question?
My question's random. It's got nothing to do with music.
All good.
If you choke a ghost, will it bleed?
Really? That's the question.
If I choke a goat, will it bleed?
Ghost.
If I choke a ghost, will it bleed? It depends on if I'm choking it with one hand and pounding it in the nose with the other hand, I guess.
That's an awesome answer.
Good. Yeah, I usually go for like, I'm a multitasker, so if I'm like choking somebody, I'm fucking kicking them or bowing them. I mean, there's something else going on besides choke, for sure. Oh, that's a good question, though. There's no way to prepare for that one.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. Well, shit, we appreciate it, man. We appreciate y'all giving, you know, sharing some light on what we do, man, because we do this shit all day, every day. We're in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho right now. I mean, I stepped away from the merch table to take the call. I mean, we're in there talking to people right now. You know what I'm saying? We're making new fans about the Rocket Show right now.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, man, y'all keep shining that rehab, man. We're going to, that new album coming out, it's going to be blazing. Make sure y'all peep it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Abby, y'all good?
I think we're done, actually.
He's hitting the bowl.
He just might be.
It's all good. I can tell he was high. It's all good. That was me.
But no, man, you can go ahead and get back to your merch table there, order.
All right, brother, man. Thank y'all so much, man. Y'all hit me up if y'all ever need anything.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Peace.
Thanks.
All right. Oh, you got it.
Havoc?
I think Havoc died.
I'm here. I didn't realize that I put myself on mute until afterwards.
Jeez, man. I didn't know if we were going to end it or what was going on right there.
Yeah, my bad. But yeah, hey. Man, it was definitely dope, though.
You see that, man? We caught him at the merch table. See that?
Hell yeah.
But you know what? That just goes to show that somebody like that is mad still are going to be willing to take time out of their school schedule to do that shit.
Yeah, you see that? He doesn't keep bullshitting around like other people that we know.
Yeah, Chris.
Well, I didn't really mean Chris. This time anyway.
Sure you didn't.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell he was doing, man. He kept texting me and shit earlier.
What the fuck?
All I did was ask him one question and shit, and then he just continued to talk because. But, like, apparently, you know, isn't he supposed to have no service?
Yeah. At his sister's house, he's supposed to have absolutely zero service.
He's like, I sleep in the same room with my nephew or something, so I can't do anything. I was like, just listen, man. It's not like you say that much anyways.
Yeah, seriously. Feel like you ask major questions or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, they're just pick up the phone and sit there like everybody else.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so now we gotta kill a half an hour.
But you know what? I gotta give a fucking shout out to the room. Yo, motherfucking Halloween. What's good, motherfucker? Thank you for stopping by for the 5-year anniversary, man. It's been a fucking good long while since you've been up on here.
Yeah. yeah, what's going on, whoever that may be.
Alan Weed is an old listener, you know, from, like, back in when, you know, Boone 99 and fucking Malachi were fucking co-hosts up on here.
Jesus, what was that, like year one?
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking, and actually, it's funny because of the fact, you know, Boone and Hollow Weed, you know, they actually had a show called The Smoke and Choke Show that, you know, that actually spun off of JR. And, you know, and that was actually the very first show that actually, the spin off of JR, you know what I mean?
It was one of many.
Yeah, one of many, but fucking very first one.
Well, I see that didn't survive either.
No, not really.
Speaking of smoke and toke or whatever the hell, there you go right there.
But yeah, man, like, it's just fucking dope that, you know, like, he showed up out of nowhere. I mean, then again, you know, we had Spaz asking if he choked a ghost, would it bleed?
I couldn't believe that was the question, man.
Hey, listen, y'all are asking him, like, literal questions about his shit. You know, gotta give the dude a break and make him think a little.
Like, but really, that question, Chris's question shit?
No, dude, that was my question before it was ever Chris's question.
I don't know, man. If you're going to take a question, man, at least take somebody that, you know, knows what the hell they're talking about. Like, next thing you know, man, we're going to get somebody on here and you're going to ask them, will they fuck a zombie prostitute? I mean, it's a funny question, but, you know, it's just stupid.
I mean, but then again, I mean, come on. You know, we ask them a question, you know, that makes them need to think. It's called the Walmart question.
I'm surprised out of those few questions that have a guest, he didn't ask about what kind of embarrassing songs we may find.
Even that for Liquid Assassin.
Oh, yeah, Havoc, you said we can get a lot of questions in 30 minutes. I don't think so. We only had a few there.
Yeah, but you know what? It was definitely enough, though.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, He had a good time, so that's all that really matters, so.
But I think y'all need to fucking take a listen to the new fucking single off of the fucking new album that's going to be dropping. This is Rehab.
This is for Spaz.
The track is called Whore.
Smoking up. we're back.
A fucking awesome track.
Hell yeah, it is.
That was just for you, Spaz.
You're an ass. Fuck.
Well, I mean, if someone put out a track called again, Stalker, that could be for Chris.
That's Chris.
Isn't there a song out about that shit?
Well, you made one for that fucking stalker bitch that we had up on here.
Shit, man, a long time ago I made a song called, what was it called? I think it might have been called Stalk You, actually.
Probably.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it was.
It had this dude, Lynx in it. Dude, I don't even know if that dude raps anymore.
Probably not.
I've been talking to him in a very long time.
But your boys are legally insane and annoying as shit.
Why did they get brought into this?
Because of the fact, yesterday, I posted some shit up in a group, and let fucking posted about Tech9 giving her a whoop. And all of a sudden, Legally Insane fucking comments on her shit, fucking promoting their fucking shit.
The hell were they promoting?
Their fucking music.
Well, what the hell was it? Do you remember the name of it?
No, I didn't give a fuck. Didn't really memorize it.
What the hell group are you in that they're in?
I have no idea. But I'm thinking about, leaving that group.
Shit.
Oh, man. Just fucking...
I don't know, man. When the hell's Colin, man? Colin needs to put on some solo shit. The talented one.
Oh, man.
So what the hell, man? Your hand cramps up after all them hours, and ain't nobody fucking here.
We got one person. We got Halloween.
I don't understand.
I mean, I can always tell Lando Cloud to call in. He doesn't think about that one.
Can I plead the fifth?
No, Ghetto. You can't.
Hey, you shut up.
You love me.
Only when you're naked.
Which is a lot, though. You love me all the time?
Well, that wasn't supposed to go like that.
What?
I don't know. I put a new Mr. Toxic track on the soundboard if you want to play that.
You can do that. Yeah, we got a while till Liquid Assassin shows up. I mean, as long as we know that he's still showing up, even though Chris says yes, but I don't trust Chris.
Chris said he gave him the number, so now we wait.
Yeah, now we wait to see if he just shows up.
I mean, Chris has probably been harassing him all week, so.
But you know, he is a gangster here, so he may be with the hot girls.
Man, he ain't with the hot girls. He's with his nephew. If that's like code for hot girls, then yeah.
Change his song, bitch. Oh,
gangster
no.
Here with my nephew.
Fucking pedophile.
That's like incest, motherfucker.
Yeah, but it still makes him a pedophile.
Yeah, that too. But I think it's even worse that it's in the family.
All right, so which one of these is the new one?
It's called Fade Away.
All right, here we go, Mr. Toxic, Fade Away. Mr. Toxic, you never showed up yesterday like you said you were, so you get your track anyways, I guess.
Damn it, Kevin.
Yo, this dude got his face painted. Yo, this dude's got a contact, man. That shit, that nigga's wearing a mask. He's got horns on him. He looks like the devil.
I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only neighbor reason. I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only neighbor reason. I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I'm killing them with that toxic shit when I spit real quick, when I spit real slick. I don't give a shit about her like I just wanna grab a mic and buzz. Seeing it all makes me disgusted. I busted my nuts, did I trust it? My stomach and then that's busted. Every now and then I like to grab a Heineken and break out the rum engine and just watch these bitches go ahead and fade away. They looking at me like I'm prey. I'm the predator, bitch, so go ahead and talk shit and slowly fade away. I'm in the limelight, I'm in my prime, right? Everyone around me needs to go ahead and get the time right. I stay out in the night cause I cannot see in the day. I'm awake in the night cause I don't be seeing the way. Nah. So I just think if another person wants to put me down, then I'ma make it my priority to make them frown. Then I down them and clown them and have my crew surround them and town them. Show them who they working for and show them who they twerking for. Anybody that I pick could take your place, go work at the door. I hate to sound like I'm a little upset, but with these bitches paying for shows, I can't even pick what's next. And for the people out there that want to see me gone, remember I'm the one that's here and sitting on my throne. I'm looking down on you bitches, I frown upon all you bitches. So the next person in line can sit down and slowly fade away. Y'all fucking fade away, y'all bitches fucking fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories. And I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories. And I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away. Everybody looking deep, looks like I shook them deep. Feel like you rap fast when a mohawk took them by surprise. You can really see it when you look in a demon's eyes. I cannot shake it deep, but she can shake it deep. But you are listening to the creme de la creme. Look into my history and you will see that's what I am. And I will do just what I can so I can prove that I am the shit like damn. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories. And I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get the way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories. And I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories. And I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away. I don't wanna talk about it, I don't wanna go and shout it, but these hypocrites are bits and pieces of my only memories. And I don't wanna give them reasons to keep on judging me through the season. So instead of letting them get their way, I let them fade away.
And we're back. Shit's actually dope. But Kevin, not showing up, I don't know.
Hey, man. At least he showed up for his interview.
Yeah, it's true.
And even Chris was present.
Yeah. Which is more than we could say for him, his interview.
Damn it, Chris, how are we supposed to celebrate if our co-host isn't here?
Well, I mean, you know, we do have our resident nurse co-host with us, which is Spaz.
Yep.
Well, she asks about as many questions as Chris does, so I guess it's like the same thing. I guess it's another thing they hold in common, too. They're both bitches.
You're dick.
Yes, yes, I am. Come on, nobody got through life being nice.
This is very true.
Yep.
Jeez, who's eating?
What?
I said, who's eating? It's Havoc, man. He's munching away over there.
And we love Halloween.
What are we snacking on?
I don't know. But I'm about to start snacking on some fucking Hershey's cookies and cream.
Wait, hold on. You don't know what you're snacking on, man? Somebody was just chewing.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Those damn ghosts are back.
Well, now I am anyways.
Damn it, Chris. Don't send your ghost in here.
Yeah, Chris, you bet.
What did you just say?
I said Chris needs to choke his ghost.
Man, don't say that, man. It just sounds wrong.
It really does. I mean, again, it's bad. I mean, you know, you can always go choke it for him.
Hell no. I'm good.
You can come choke my ghost if you want to.
I don't
want
to choke a ghost till it bleeds.
Well, Shorts wasn't going to bleed, that's for sure. May spit at you a little bit, though.
Doing his own issue. He's a big boy.
Wait, what?
Hi, Shadow.
What is she talking about?
I don't know. I think she just said Chris was a big boy.
She just said, he's a big boy. And then she said ghetto. Like, what the fuck? The hell's going on over there?
I don't know, but she needs a big, but girl, go for it, man. She needs a big boy.
I guess so.
No, I don't. I'm good with that.
What are you trying to say? You don't like fat kids?
Didn't say that, now did I?
Well, you just said you didn't want one. So it's pretty much the same thing.
No, I didn't say I didn't want one. I just said I don't need one.
Well, I didn't ask you if you needed one. I said, do you want one? Brace yourself. We're going through a waterfall. 5 years deep here.
They are all good on the falls.
Yes, hear that, man? The radio station going down the drain. That's all, folks. It really is. Now, see, this would be a quiet moment.
Yeah, like last night or yesterday.
Yeah, unlike yesterday when there were supposedly quiet moments, but there were not. But he's calling you.
Yeah. And I get to talk to him on Monday, yay.
Why?
Because apparently he wants to talk, apparently Corey wants to talk more on Monday about the devil down on Friday.
Didn't he say all he needed to say yesterday?
Well, apparently, he wanted some time to cool off and calm down so that we can, talk with a level head.
Yeah, when he realizes nothing wrong happened.
What the fuck did I miss?
Well, the guy that sets up interviews for Strange Music was apparently upset because we kept Ritz for for 2 hours, and apparently he was only supposed to be there for 30 minutes.
Oh, damn.
But nobody told us that the film was supposed to be a half an hour. Until, like, at least an hour and a half into the interview where Ritz was like, I thought this was supposed to be 30 minutes. I was like, no. I was like, if you gotta go, man. He's like, nah, it's cool. And then we continue. So, that's really on the artist, man. The artist wanted to stay, so we continue.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Do what the artist wants. That's all you need to worry about.
It's not even like we're lying either, man. You go back and listen to it. It's recorded.
Yep.
Exactly.
Although you can give a shout out to Juggalos Online, though, man. They actually shared that.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Juggalos Online for sharing it, but not showing up.
Hey, they might have listened to it, though, man, because I posted it up for every person on Facebook that missed it. Although
you know,
we had one person call in. Who the hell's that person that called in?
We had Ducky calling, and we had that dude from Wasted Minds calling.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's the only one ever seems to call in.
I think I just got a couple tracks about Wasted Minds on my computer.
I'm fucking tired.
Aww, tired.
Yeah.
Listen here, I've been out fucking riding on a bike all fucking day.
Oh, hey, yeah, you've been riding a bike all day, huh?
Fucking crazy.
She loves to ride.
Yes, she does.
You say that like you've had experience.
Wait.
So are you saying we had sex?
From the sounds of it, apparently.
Where was I at?
I don't know. Where was I?
I don't know. You seem to have been there, but I was not. Was I sleeping?
Wait. Let me add this. She likes to ride, just not her husband.
Damn.
Her husband don't get no pussy whatsoever.
I guess he made the kids and that was it.
He made one.
Okay, he made one kid. Man, bitches be doing that, man. They just have sex with a dude, you know, just get knocked up and then that's it. Like, yeah, he was only good for having a kid. That's it.
Yeah, this is why when you're out spaz, make sure to have condoms.
<It's> funny.
Very funny.
Should I have Funyuns, too? Did you bring condoms? Yes.
Hey, sure, I mean, if you watch the Funyuns.
No, I fucking hate Funyuns.
All right. So, 12 minutes and then we should have Liquid Assassin with us. We'll find out.
Hey, L.A. Hey, yo, Liquid. I like those tracks where he talks to himself. Hey, yo, Liquid.
Well, I'm keeping an eye on the soundboard. I'm going to go bitch at Chris, tell him to let his orders know to call in.
Come on, man. Do not send Chris after him again.
Yeah, oh, God.
Because I asked him, earlier or something because he brought up that he got a new CD coming out. And I asked him what the name of it was, and he was like, well, I can ask him. I was like, no, no, man, I'll just ask him. Like, man, if I was an artist and Chris kept hitting me up, man, I'd fucking be pissed as hell.
Hell yeah.
Like, shut the hell up, Chris.
Look what it's asking with the homie.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, this Liquid, man. What's up?
What's up, man?
Shit chilling, man. What's going down?
Nah, just chilling, waiting for you to call in, man.
Yeah.
No doubt, man. Yeah, man, I'm out at the, I'm in Denver, man, at the Tech N9ne show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
What's up, man? Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, we would love to apologize for our boy Chris, you know, constantly hitting you up all the time.
Oh, no, that's all good, bro. It's all gravy.
Ah, cool. But, all right, man, so let's just get started, man. First question, yo, how did you get the name Liquid Assassin?
How to get the name Liquid Assassin, man. I got that from my homie Jimmy Dime back in Minnesota. He said I used to go by Knuckles the Assassin. And he actually just, you know, he was like, man, you should change it to Liquid because you flow. And, you know, so I ended up that he just changed it to Liquid and went on from there. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, bud. Now, all right.
Yes, sir.
So what inspired you to get into music?
A lot of it had to do with my pops, man. You know, my pops was a singer, man. So, a lot of my dad's side of the family, they actually sang, and a lot of him inspired me, man. So that just basically put me on to music. And then my older brother, you know, he used to bump all the old school rap shit. Like, that put me onto it. So I decided to rap, man. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man.
Hey.
Who would you say, you know, like, was it? You know, is like your biggest influence, like, music wise?
Like my influences?
Yeah.
Obviously, man, like Tech N9ne, that's always been one of my favorite ones. And Brother Lynch has definitely been on the top. He's always been one of my favorite rappers. And then Big Pun.
Hell yeah, man.
So,
I said, what's up, man?
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Ghetto man, you got anything else you want to ask, bud?
Do I have any what?
Here's a question. What kind of embarrassing songs could we find on, like, your iPod or something?
Embarrassing songs?
Yeah, like something, things that people may not think you listen to, you know?
I listen to everything, man. I'll be at the crib and my homie Mr. Gray kind of put me on to some new metal shit, so people, if I put that on, they'd be like, what the fuck is he listening to? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I listen to everything, though, man. I listen to classical. I listen to everything, bro. I mean, music is there's nothing embarrassing about music, no matter what it is, man, unless they're just fucking some crazy garbage shit, you know what I mean? But everybody expresses themselves in different ways, you know what I mean?
Now, how do you separate yourself from different artists?
I just open my mouth, man. I don't think there's anybody that's like me.
I believe that's very, very true, yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I don't know, man. I feel like I look different. You know, I rap different. I sound different. Everything I do is just different, man. So I just keep doing what's in my heart, man, because nobody else has my heart. You know what I mean? So,
so what's your favorite thing to do when you aren't writing and making music and stuff like that?
Play video games.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
play video games. Fuck, man, chill with my homies and shit, man. You know, same old shit. Human being shit. Cause I feel like when I'm a rapper,
oh, yeah.
I'm like I'm automatically somebody else. You know what I mean? That's how people treat you. You know,
yeah,
when you're
yeah.
Just cause I'm a rapper, I'm human though, man. So fucking, I do everything same shit everybody else does, man.
Hell yeah, man. Now, all right, man, check it out. If we were to get you high, give you $75 and put you in a Walmart with absolutely no food and no drinks, what would you buy?
No food, no drinks?
Correct.
Try something to fucking slow my heart rate down because I get real paranoid when I smoke weed, so I'd be in the medical section looking for something that's trying to stop me from having a heart attack. I'm not the coolest person when I smoke weed, man, so. Paranoid, man. I'm paranoid. I'd be up in there checking my blood pressure and shit in one of the machines, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Now, all right, man. So, if you could do a track with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
Pun, man. Probably Pun, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Now, probably Big Pun, man.
Now, of course, you know, my goal is Goji, you know, mentioned the fact, you know, that, you know, in certain tracks, you know, you start talking to yourself. And I gotta ask you, man, you're like, what made you, what made you decide to, you know, just like start talking to yourself in tracks, man?
What made me what?
That's all good. what made you decide, you know, like start doing tracks? You're in the track, talking to yourself, man.
My bad. It's breaking up a little bit, man. I'm outside of shit, man. I can't really hear it, man. My bad. What made me start doing music, doing tracks? What inspires me to do tracks?
No, he's talking about certain tracks where you're talking to yourself and things like that.
So Conversation with the Devil, you mean? Kind of like that?
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that. He just want to know why you started doing that. What makes you want to do that or something like that, whatever he's asking.
Man, talk to myself, man, because sometimes it's fucking, you know, you got to hear yourself, sometimes it's man, you can tell yourself something in your head, man, but then that shit just, you know, it's just a thought, you know what I mean? But you put that shit on a record or something like that, man, it's you know, it's kind of a reminder, you know what I mean? Because when you think something, you might not always act on it, but if you always hear it, man, you keep hearing it, then, you know, it might mean something, you know what I mean?
But that track you just brought up, I actually do enjoy that track. It's a good song.
What track's that? Oh, Conversation with the Devil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's some real shit, man. Everybody looks at it oh, it's a good song. You know, the topic is cool. But, I mean, that's some real shit, man. You know? That's fucking demons you fight every day. And so, you know, that was my demons I fight, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Hell yeah, man. All right, now, if you had a choice between either having Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Chucky, any motherfucking in horror, or horror icons on stage, you while you're performing, who would it be?
On stage of me, fuck, man, that'd be a hard one, man. Fuck, I don't know, man. I've always fucked with Jason, man, but I think Freddy, just cause for the haters, man, you know, the ones that be falling asleep during your show, if somebody tries to fall asleep, Freddy will fuck with them when they're sleeping. So yeah, think a little more in depth, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers that are sleeping on you, so Freddie won't let them do that. So, but then again, I mean, you could always have Jason jump off stage and cut the shit out of somebody too. So, I mean, I probably fuck with Jason, man.
Oh yeah,
I pay him all to come fuck with me. I pay both of those dudes to come fuck with me. One on the left side of the stage, one on the right side of the stage, man.
Hell yeah, that definitely be what's up, man. Spaz, you got a question you want to ask him?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with Chucky, man. My bad. I just wanted to say I don't fuck with Chucky. I think Chucky's a bitch. I'd boot his ass. That little motherfucker wouldn't do shit. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. Out of all your tracks that you've dropped, what's your favorite?
My favorite song I've dropped?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know, man. I can't really say I have a favorite song. I mean, the one I'm most proud of is probably, honestly, the most proud of that I got it off my chest was Far Away. So it actually was a hard song to do, you know what I mean? And I overcame a lot of shit doing that song, man. Overcoming tears and, you know, actually the first time I ever fucking, really cried in the booth, you know, rapping some shit, so. Because my dad, from my pops, you know, dying and shit, and yeah. So me accomplishing that's the song I wasn't proud of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, man. So what would you say has been the most craziest thing that happened to you during the show?
Probably California, man. We were doing great. Fought I mean, somebody was flicking off Killer C when we were on stage, and the crazy me jumping off stage is probably the craziest thing I did, and almost getting into a fight during my set, probably. I mean, it's nothing to be proud of. I mean, it's just, you know, that's my dude, you know, that's my partner in crime, so. Yeah. Hey, Black T! Yo! T! My bad, bro. But yeah, that's probably one of the craziest things I've did, you know what I mean?
Speaking of Black P, man, we just had an interview with him not too long ago.
Oh, where? Yeah, he's here with me.
Hell yeah,
yeah, we'll just...
All right, man, so check it out. You know, from your very first track to now, man, how would you say you feel like you've grown as an artist?
I learned how to rap.
Good answer.
I learned how to rap on beat and count bars. You know what I mean? That's probably, I didn't know how to count. Like, when I first started rapping, man, I used to think just like I used to just go in there and rap. You know what I mean? I never fucking, like, knew how to count measures and all that shit. You just went in there and rapped, so my shit was done. You know what I mean? Whatever I had in my head or whatever I wrote down. But now it's like, you know, I can actually count a 16-bar verse. You can chop it up to make it sound better, you know what I mean? Like, you know, where you take your breaths and all that shit. But, like, back then, I used to just have to record the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, I can just rap the whole thing. Fuck it, I'll rap the verse, go right into the hook, and I'll record the hook. Like, that's how I thought you had to record, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, man.
So, I just learned, man.
That would help, though, man. Now, get up, you got anything else you want to ask him, man?
Where would you say you're, your favorite place to perform was?
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
I mean, I'm kind of biased, man. You know what I mean? I love home, man. So, you know what I mean? That's always, it's nothing against nowhere else, man. Cause, I mean, there's places that make me feel like I'm at home. So, I can't really say, like, I like playing anywhere that people like that fuck with me. You know what I mean? Anywhere that fucking had, that fans get into the shit. You know what I mean? That's kind of rapper I am. I don't like fans just, you know, stand there, and I mean, it's cool they're standing there and appreciating it, but if they're into it, they're going nuts, and they're singing word for word with me, then that's the place where I play. That's my favorite place to play. So whether it's fucking Minnesota, New York, Denver, California, that's the places I like to play. The ones where they're repeating my shit with me, and they're singing up there like they're a part of the show. You know what I mean?
Now, have you ever had to deal with any type of stalkers or anything?
I mean, not stalking, not like actually going to my house or not. But I mean, there's always the crazy people that you know, they hit you up all hours of the night and, you know, just crazy shit. But nothing like that, man. I hope I never have to deal with that. You know what I mean? Because I mean, I don't look at it. I mean, people can ask me questions. Other rappers have different definitions of stalkers. They're like, man, this guy sends me messages every day on Facebook. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Shit. Like, they're supposed to follow you around. If you're on the crowd at a show, they're supposed to follow you around. They're fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Some fans be like, man, the stalker. You know, they're following me everywhere. They're, you know, I go out here to get a drink, and they're sitting at the bar. They won't leave me alone. Like, that's your fan. You know what I mean? That's not a stalker. Shit. A stalker's only outside your fucking window where you sleep.
Yeah.
It's cool to swear, right, man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was making sure.
It's a no-filter radio.
What's that?
And it's a no-filter radio.
Okay, that's what's up.
Now, all right, so now, of course, you're like, you know, as we all know, you actually have a new album coming out, too.
Yes, I do. It's called Mongrel. That's Mongrel, like a mixed mutant. Some of Klansmen would call me.
When's that supposed to be coming out?
Sometime this summer, man. You know, I don't have an exact date for it. I'm just waiting on a few features and waiting for it to get mixed and mastered. So, yeah, man. I mean, basically in other people's hands. I'm definitely done recording what I got to do on there and just waiting on a few features, man.
Look forward to hearing that.
What's that?
I said look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Appreciate it. I'm actually real excited about it, so. I might put out a mixtape around the same time just because, you know, I want to put some music out here. You know what I mean?
How are you?
Definitely, man. Now, you know, now, of course, you're like, you know, like without, you know, trying to get, you know, give away too much, you know, like, who, you know, like, who, you know, like, so, like, who can we be expecting to be up on this album, man?
I mean, I don't like talking about who's going to be on there until I, like, actually get the verse back from them physically. But right now, like, I haven't physically sent any verses back. Right now, it's just, like, I'm keeping it kind of in the camp. Like, obviously, like, Black T will be on there. Jelly Roll actually dropped his verse, so I have his verse in hand. Mr. K.A., you know, he's my producer. He also raps. He's on 4-2. And then also the homie Wildcard. I mean, it's a lot of people, like, a lot of underground cats that are, you know, like, still building their name up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
As far as the bigger artists, there is bigger artists on there, but I'm until I got their verses back, I'd rather not say it, man. But, I mean, people are going to be happy, definitely. They're really going to be happy with the people I got on the record, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, see, I'm actually going to steal a question from Ghetto here. Now, all right,
okay.
Man, if you could change anything, you know, like in the industry, what would it be and why?
What would I change in the industry? Man, just honestly, man, like the industry is not what's fucking it up, man. It's the people in the industry that are fucking it up. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I would just, you know, these motherfuckers that do this shit as a hobby, like doing people's jobs as a hobby, man. It's like it's polluting the game, man. It's fucking up for people that are like doing this shit for real. You know what I mean? Like, you got people that just go home and they're like, oh, I'm going to rap, man. I'm going to start rapping today. And then, you know, they think that they know the business and all that shit. And it fucks it up with people that are, like, grinding. You know what I mean? So that's what I would change, man. I'd be like, you know, there's a fucking heart scanner that had people, like, could see their heart to know if they were with fucking rapping. I would want a heart scanner that shows that. Like, if your heart ain't in the rap game, then you can't fucking rap. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to fucking rap. So I think that'll cut half of these motherfuckers out. There's too many people trying to rap right now. You know what I mean? And
yeah, that would cut a lot of people out. Yeah,
definitely.
People trying to rap, and not enough people trying to work at Slumberland. You know what I mean?
yeah.
Real talk. Too many people trying to rap, not enough people trying to work at Slumberland. That's what it needs to be.
Hell yeah, man! Definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
So, all right, you know, so, like, yeah, like, what advice, you know, like, would you give to, upcoming artists, man?
Upcoming artists? Well, I mean, the people that are really with their heart and passion into it, man, is like, you got to either put it all into it or just don't do it at all, man. Like, if you're talking about, basically, if you're talking about, I got to go to work in the morning so I can't perform or I can't do this, or I got a 9-to-5, then it's like, you shouldn't be rapping, bro. And your job should be doing music. If your job's not fucking going on stage, making money from your show and selling your merch, then you shouldn't be rapping. If you're talking about I got to work in the morning, then you're in the wrong profession. You know what I mean? Period.
Hell yeah, bud.
Because, I mean, it took me to do that. You know what I mean? Like, when I was rapping in the beginning, I worked at Burger King, and I was like, man, I got to be to work. I got to do this. And Killer C was actually the one to tell me, you know, he just, like, straight up, he was like, well, look, man, you can sit here and do this shit forever. He's like, I'm not going to invest in your career if you're going to be fucking working at Burger King. He's like, you need to fucking show me that you got 24 hours for me to build whatever we can do. And he's the one that talked me into doing it, and it was the best decision of my life.
There you go.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, so if it wasn't for him, I'd have never got signed with Tech N9ne. I'd have never did the things I've done, you know what I mean?
Yo.
What up, Lynch? What up, Lynch? L.A., man. What's up, man?
All right,
I'll fuck with you.
All right,
yeah, man,
check it out.
That's just what it is.
All right, but check it out, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal a question from another one of our co-hosts who's actually not here.
Oh, man.
But check it out, man. Yo, if you could, would you fuck a zombie prostitute?
Really?
What? Hell no, man. Hell no. It depends, though, like... Like, if I wasn't with, you know what I mean? If I was just a single bachelor and she was a dime piece, but she was still a zombie, I would do it. What a rubber. So, definitely, yeah, I'd have to bag it up, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, bud.
Yeah, you don't know what those bitches got.
Yeah. But, yeah, man.
I'll check it up, man. Now, this... You know, now this right here is actually a new question. You know, that I'm just gonna be interested in doing some interviews now. All right, man. What would you say your best plan would be for Z Day whenever it came to, you know, the fucking zombie apocalypse?
The fuck?
What would be my best plan?
Yeah.
I mean, if that should have, I bear arms. You know, like, you can grab guns, man.
Hell yeah,
man. Say fuck it and let them bite you, and then you become one of them, and then you become part of the population. Yeah, become part of the population, you know what I mean? You don't want to eat every night, so.
Spaz, you got anything else you want to ask them?
I can't think of none right now.
You know, I got a lot of love for you guys because I'm missing Tech 9 right now, so I'm just letting you guys know that. I have a super amount of love for you guys. See how cool that, you always remember that. Remember how cool Liquid Assassin is, man, because I think Tech 9 is like over a quarter, over halfway into his set, and I'm out here talking to y'all, so that's a lot of love from L.A., you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So what songs do you like to perform the most?
Recently, man, I like doing a lot of my new shit, man. I mean, that's been a lot of my favorite stuff, but I perform any, man, I just like whatever the crowd gets into, man. You know what I mean? I never have a song that's like, I got to do that. I mean, I just do the ones that I think the crowd will like the most. So, whatever one they like the most, man, I see them singing along with, that's the one that's my favorite of the night. You know what I mean?
So what would you say 5 things you can't live without would be?
I can't live without, what's that?
Yeah, 5 things you can't live without.
I can't live without music would be definitely number one. Well, actually, the first thing I couldn't live without now, man, would be probably my mom, and then music. Like, we'll go family, music, video games, fucking food, obviously. You can't live without food, so. and drinks. I mean, shit, that's it. Food, drinks, video games, family, and music.
Oh, you're basically.
Oh, yes. Check it out, man. So, you mentioned the fact, that you love video games. So, I ask you, man, what would you say, is your top 5 favorite video games to play?
Top 5 states?
Video games.
Oh, video games. My bad. It's kind of breaking up. I'm sorry. I'm outside, like I said. You said video games, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Video games, man. My favorite video game series of all time is God of War, man. That's my favorite one. Then you got, like, NBA 2K. I love NBA 2K. Fucking Madden. Call of Duties are cool. I fuck with those. And then Tekken.
Tekken, holy shit.
What's that?
I haven't heard Tekken, people talking about Tekken in mad long.
Shit, I mean, they've been falling off lately, man, with all their old shit, like the shit they're coming out with now, but yeah, Tekken goes in. What up, boy?
Hell yeah,
how you
man.
Doing, man? Hey, hit me up on the Twitter, bro. I've been trying to find your page, man. I can't find it, though. I found the Fester one. I need to find yours, though. Okay, I got you.
Hello?
So my
bad.
It's all good. What's the craziest thing that's happened at a show for you?
The craziest thing that happened for a show, the craziest thing besides, well, probably the thing with Killer C, man, when I jumped off stage, you know what I mean? When he actually spit on somebody because they were flicking him off, so that's probably the craziest thing that's happened. There's been shots fired at my shows. I mean, I don't know. There's been a lot of stuff, you know?
Damn.
So, my people have been fucking clap at shows that I've been at, so, I mean, I can't really say that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fez, I think the question you should ask him is the question you just asked a while ago.
Alright, so, if you were to choke a ghost, will it bleed?
No, that's impossible. I don't think that's possible. So.
Can you please tell Chris that it's not possible?
please.
You might choke you, but I don't think they can. You can choke them. I don't think that's possible.
Chris is gonna be damn near disappointed when he hears that.
Yeah, he's gonna be upset. Right.
because other callers, Chris, you know, they had to hit you up for the interview. For some odd reason, you know, he thinks that, you know, one, he can choke a ghost, and two, he can make it bleed. So, yeah, please tell him that it's not possible.
He's a little natural. Please bear with him.
No, it's all good. Yeah, man, I probably got to wrap it up in a minute, man. So, is there any, like, questions you want to get off real quick?
I do got one more question to ask you, man.
Okay.
Do you have any special rituals that you like to do before getting up on stage?
Yeah, I pray to God, man. I pray to God and I pray to my father, man, before I go on stage every night. That's the main thing I do. I don't go on stage without praying to my father and praying to God. That's what I do, man, and I get myself warmed up like a fighter would, I guess, you know, they get warm and get, you know, you don't want to go up on stage frozen, man, so you just get warmed up and then go up on stage. Good thinking, brother. That's my main thing. I pray to God if I go on, man, and I make everybody that goes on stage with me do the same, man, like, not pray themselves, but I mean, just at least, you know, be there with me and partake with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody got their own beliefs, you know what I mean, so.
Definitely agree to that, my man. Ghetto, you got one last question you want to ask him?
No, I'm good, man. You can go catch that Tech 9, though.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate you guys, man.
Yeah, appreciate you
stopping
by.
I really appreciate you guys having me, man. I definitely, another time when the album comes out, I'll be back, man, if you guys want me back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely come back.
Definitely,
okay,
man.
For sure, man. I just want to shout out everybody, man. Shout out my brother Black P. Shout out 42 Records, Chevy K.A., my nigga AJ, Cross Eye Joe, man. Much love, fam, and I'm glad. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
Appreciate the love, man. Liquid Assassin, 42 Records, liquidassassin.com. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Take it easy.
Yep, you take care, man. Peace.
Peace. Well, that was another short interview.
He's got to go catch the rest of Tech 9.
Yeah, man, both the people were at shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I
wonder if Chris realized he was going to be at the Tech 9 show.
That's interesting. I wonder if he did know that. But no, that's cool, though, man. He took some time out, even at a concert, you know. Shit.
Hell yeah.
That's mad chill right there.
You need more people like it.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Unlike, what was that dude's name that, you know, he was at a concert or some shit, and he was supposed to be here for an interview?
Which one?
There's a couple of them.
I don't, what the hell was that dude's name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's not going to help because I have no idea what his name was. But I just remember him calling from a show or something, and then, like, his ship kept cutting out or whatever. And then that was going nowhere.
I think we've had quite a few of those people up like that.
Yep.
Or like, what was that dude's name? Green Villain or some shit? He was like at work.
Oh yeah, Green Villain. Who's locked up now?
That's right, he got locked up again. Yeah. Wonder if Chris talks to anybody that's, you know, normal.
Probably not, knowing him.
But nah, that's what's up, though, man. We got two interviews to pull through tonight, so that's good.
Hell yeah, then next week, we're going to be having, of course, Big B. Just got to set that one up.
Man, I was excited for that, like, a long time ago, but not so much anymore. It was like, yeah, Big B's coming through. No. Yeah, Big B's coming. No.
Such a letdown.
It really is.
Poor Ghetto.
I mean, shit, man. I saw that dude at a concert. I said, what up to that dude at a concert? Fucking first CD was dope. Here we are trying to interview him. Got to keep waiting.
Well, I mean, you know, like, at least this time, like, Richie had it set up, but, you know, like, unfortunately, you know, he had a, I guess, like, a biker event or a biker tour that he was doing.
Well, how long has he been on that?
I have no...
Like, come on, man, he's probably been on that, like, the entire time.
Let's find out.
Because he was in the studio forever recording that album. Now the album's done, and now he's on this.
Yeah, I know.
Although you can pre-order the album if you want to, except that shit's going to be expensive as a motherfucker.
Yep, definitely going to be.
It's like $15 or something for the CD itself, and then like $9 shipping and handling. Oh, you also get, like, a T-shirt with it, too, but T-shirt isn't all that great. And the last time I got a 3X T-shirt from Subnoise, that shit did not fit at all. they like to think, you know, that they got big kid sizes, but they're fucking liars.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got that potluck T-shirt, man. Put that on. I was like, what the fuck? Like skin tight. Like fat man in a little coat. Like, what the fuck?
Hold on, I'm checking something out. I'm on his Facebook.
On his Facebook? Is that actually his Facebook?
Yeah, definitely his Facebook.
Because all them damn pages I'll be posting interviews for people that are on here, none of them people seem to care. Or every time I'm posting like a Juggalo fucking like page or something, it's always ran by a bunch of douchebags. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Big homie.
Like, no, well, him too. But no, I'm talking about like people that hate Juggalos run these pages.
Yeah, I know
they want
that.
Us to fucking sit there and diss us. That's why.
But they're running a Juggalo page, you know, like a page that you would think, you know, you can go talk to people at.
Yeah, well, it's a ploy.
It really is, man. Because I posted it for Rich yesterday or whatever, and this other page that was on there was, what was it? Homosexual Juggalos United or some shit commented on it. It's like, what that would say. It's like, damn, sexy ninja, let me put your balls in my mouth and shit. I was like, the fuck is this? I guess whoever runs that page thought that Ritz was hot or something. I don't understand what's wrong with these damn like pages. That's why I don't ever like any of these things.
Oh man, what the fuck?
Then on top of that, big homie, that bastard deleted my fucking post on his page. Like for real, man, I put it there just for that reason. And then I went back to see if he deleted it, and boom, it was gone. All I saw was like some real fat bitch with a real cratery ass picture there and shit. Shit like it.
Did you post that on Adam's page too?
I did. Speaking of Adam, where the fuck is Adam at?
I have no clue.
You randomly texted me one day and was like, hey, what's up? I'm like, nothing.
Well, he came through yesterday, and then we told him about today. He said he's going to come through, but he's not here.
But he didn't do that. So, yeah, we don't know.
See that? Now we have nothing to do right now.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty much.
So who could we call?
I actually just might fucking get that, or fucking pre-order that fucking t-shirt, that fucking album.
You gonna pay that $23 or something, whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah, I'll do it. But you know what?
I think I'm gonna wait for the CD to come out, man, but apparently nobody has it yet, so I gotta wait.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Yo, I want that fucking t-shirt.
T-shirt's fucking ugly, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, it's a special edition Hart and Huntington t-shirt.
I don't even know what that is.
That too sucks.
See that, man? I would have never known that.
Tattoo shop ran by Carrie Hart, a.k.a. Pink's boyfriend.
Wait, what?
So? I'm just saying, man, the shirt ain't all that great looking. And on top of that, it probably won't fit me, like I've just told you earlier.
Probably not. I'm gonna say right now, yep, I was surprised that the fucking today's music shirt fit me.
The what?
Fucking Cuck Calhoun shirt.
It fit you?
Yeah.
Holy shit, you really are a midget. That shit was a fucking extra large.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, my fucking gut kept sticking out of it, but, hey.
He said, hey, man, whatever.
You know, I'm only going to wear this as a belly shirt. It's all good.
Yeah. It's kind of like what my uncle used to do, man. He used to wear shirts and shit, you know, gut hang out and shit. So do you wear that shirt a lot then?
Yeah, I wear it.
You wear it a lot?
No, a lot, man. I mean, like, you know, I wear that. I wear my fucking Dark Lotus shirt a lot lately, though.
Man, I put that Cuck Calhoun shirt on. I was sucked in. So I took a picture of it just because of that reason. Yo, check me out in my little kid t-shirt. Yeah, I'll never wear that t-shirt.
So, I told Crystal that was not a long interview with Liquid, but it was dope. He goes, okay, man, I'll check it out late tomorrow.
Did he say that to me earlier? What, is he on repeat? Like, is that the only thing he can say? Like, is that the only thing he can say?
He goes, hey, cool. Well, I'm trying to sleep nephew stuff early today.
Nephew stuff. What, is he going to stuff his fucking nephew today? Like, what the hell is he doing? Like, what is he doing with that damn kid?
I have no clue.
Why is that the only person he's with?
No.
Why'd he go to New York for that? Man, this motherfucker met a kid offline, and he went to New York. That's what's really going on.
Yeah,
come here, little Jimmy. Let me show you how to choke my ghost. Why the fuck did that sound like Mr. Hanky? What the fuck was that? Are we even sure that Chris has a sister that lives in New York?
Nope.
The only one we ever heard about was the one that lives in where? Virginia?
Yeah. The redneck.
More like the dominatrix. She fucking beats them and shit.
But hey, check it out, man. Fucking Big B will be on a tour.
Not a tour.
It'll be it makes up. It doesn't start till June 21st.
Okay, and what tour is that?
Cabin by the Sea tour with the Dirty O Heads. Well, oh, Dirty Heads.
Now is it Dirty Old Heads or Dirty Heads?
Dirty Heads. with special guests, The Expendables, and Big B.
Oh. Probably won't be going to that.
No, you definitely won't be going to that.
It's probably only in California. Or like Nevada or some shit.
Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Virginia, Maryland. Oh, look, it's going to be up in Boston. Wisconsin,
ooh.
Ohio, Kansas City, Colorado, Idaho, Washington.
Man, you see that shit? It went right past Pennsylvania. I said, fuck it.
Canada. back to Washington.
Jeez, Canada's killing you.
Yeah, man, fucking. And then, of course, they go back to Washington.
Blame Canada.
Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, and then finally they end in Cali.
See that? Oh, everywhere but Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, it starts in Texas.
Not Texas.
Yeehaw!
I mean, if they're all from Cali, wouldn't it start in Cali, not Texas?
Isn't he from Las Vegas?
Well, yeah, he's from Las Vegas. They're from
what?
I'm trying to find where these young motherfuckers are.
Does it really matter?
No, not really. But just curious.
Although it was kind of funny, I kept saying Liquid Assassin's name, man. You know, it was kind of like Beetlejuice. He showed up.
Yeah, Dirty Heads is from fucking California.
That's great. Keep them there.
He's over the fence. Yeah, but I mean, come on. That just doesn't make any sense whatsoever, though. They're from Cali. He's from fucking Nevada. The entire fucking tour starts in Texas.
Well, you know what? If I ever go on tour, I'm going to start in California.
How about Russia? You can start in Russia.
The fuck I want to start in Russia for?
Exactly.
I'll be lucky if I book a tour in the U.S. Let alone my own town. can't even get a fucking show. Not like I've tried and ever lately. But mainly because, you know, all the venues are ran by a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah. What about?
And for the fact that, you know, everybody keep rapping with a bunch of douchebags as well.
Yeah. What mouth?
Who? What did you just say?
I said, yeah, Lord knows.
I don't rap with that dude. Never. 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 Never.
probably a smart thing.
Man, if I wanted to see a fucking bloody ass tampon, man, I'd rip it out of a fucking bitch's vagina.
All right,
dude.
Lando Cloud.
Wait. So was Spaz trying to say Lando Cloud's a bloody tampon now?
No, I just said Lando Cloud.
No, that's just what she moans out now. Lando Cloud. And then the dude's like, the fuck? Like, who the fuck is Lando Cloud and why the hell are you saying it like that?
Oh, man.
Man, that'd be funny if that was in, like, a cartoon or something. Now, if only I could draw cartoons, I would draw that.
You can draw stick figures, can't you?
Come on, man. Nobody wants to see stick figures.
Well, apparently Spaz does.
Be lucky if I could draw one of them hand turkeys. Come on, you all know you drew them in fucking school.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep.
The kids still draw those?
Yes, they do.
Damn. Talk about being old, man.
Hell yeah.
5 years of this. Very long time ago since we've been in school.
That's the band that fucking Big B's gonna be touring with.
Damn it, Big B, you and your damn weird shit. I'm not a fucking hippie. I don't like that music. I mean, he puts most of, like, that type of sound in his music.
And yet you listen to it.
Well, mainly because his old music, man, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, now it is.
Yeah, but then, you know, after a while, it became that. All, like, trippy, you know, hippie, happy-go-lucky type shit. Well, that makes sense on why that tattoo place sponsored a t-shirt, since Pink helped him write that Here Comes the Lightning song.
Then plus Big B is probably like a regular at the shop too.
Well, I'm just saying he said in some fucking interview or whatever the fuck that shit was, where Pink was one of his good friends.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
Article, I should say, not interview.
Lost Spaz. Oh, well.
Lost Spaz. We lost her a long time ago.
This is very true.
Now, if we got her back, that would be a miracle.
Yeah, I don't see that ever happening.
What do you think normal Spaz is like?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, we'll never know the answer.
Have you never met normal Spaz?
No.
I wonder if Chris has. when he's stalking her.
I don't know, probably, he probably has.
Snapping Polaroid pictures from outside our window. Yeah, right, Polaroid pictures. Get the fuck out of here. Cell phone pictures.
Nah, man, get the fuck out of here. Videos.
Videos?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, come on, you know, he does have a fucking iPhone.
Oh, that's right, that iPhone that dies all the time.
Yeah. Because it looks like he's recording videos of Spurs.
He has a whole collection.
They're watching him.
He's like, well, here's when she was in the shower. And there was her when she was in her bed. Here she was taking a shit. Oh man.
This is definitely gonna freak her out.
What?
Yeah, this is gonna freak her out.
What?
I'm telling her, did you know Chris watches you while you take a shit?
She's gonna be like, yeah, I know.
Probably fucking flings it at him.
What, is she a fucking monkey now?
Might as well be. I mean, you know, if you got Chris watching you take a shit, you might as fucking throw it at him.
So do you play with your feces? Is that what you're saying?
No.
You like to shit in your hand and throw it at people? Like to smear it around, maybe? Roll around in it?
She probably does.
This is gross.
You know, now that is a question that we should bring back.
What the hell is that? Do you like to ruin feces? That was never a question.
Nah, man. Asking artists, you know, if they, you know, if they ran out of toilet paper, you know, would they use their sock or hand or something like that?
That was a question?
Yeah, remember, man? Fuck it, but that one chick was up on here, you know, always fucking talk about wiping her hand, like wiping her ass, with, you know, like when taking a shit or something like that.
I don't really remember that being a question. All right. I just remember hearing that when I was younger and shit, man. It's a fucking song. Like, if you're sitting on a jar and all the toilet paper's gone, be a man. Use your hand.
The fuck?
Yeah. That's where that came about.
Yeah,
but I don't
know,
man. It's a serious question, though, man. If you were sitting there, you had no toilet paper anywhere.
Would you
use your hand, man? Kind of like, what's the dude's name? Spider, man. Where's he at?
I think Spider died because, you know, we don't hear from him anymore.
He probably stuck on a toilet again.
Yep, and I freaked out.
Why'd she hang up, man?
I don't know.
Ask her why she hung up.
But I definitely know I freaked out because of the fact that, man, I asked her, did you know Chris watches you while taking a shit? She logged off.
Wait, logged on for what? She doesn't have a computer.
Logged off for Facebook.
Doesn't it just go to her phone?
Yeah, but it's like Chris's phone. Again, says that he's online and shit like that. So that's how you know you freak her out.
I think that would freak anybody out. Chris is just that creepy guy.
Yeah.
Like that creepy flasher guy that walks around in a trench coat.
Yeah. That's definitely Chris.
So about the other day, that Shelby girl called me bruh.
What, Elmo?
Yeah.
I would have smacked the shit out of her.
She called me bruh. I was like, oh God, she called me bruh. Never mind, I'm out. I don't know, man. We were talking about them pictures that she got printed up and shit and whatnot. Talking about give her $25 for one. Fuck you mean $25 for an 8x10? Fuck you mean?
I mean, you know, shit, if you were fucking completely naked, maybe. It's just fucking lesson tape. It ain't that important.
Or maybe if you were somebody famous. I got an 8x10 photo signed by fucking Velvet Sky for like $11 or some shit. Fuck you mean 25? Shit's crazy.
Oh man.
But anyway, I think, like I told you before, that one girl, man, she's still selling those nude photos.
Yeah, a little freak.
Yeah, whatever fucking name, Amber. Did you ever hit her up?
No, because I forgot to add, her. Or I end up getting blocked.
I'm just saying, man, every time she posts something like that or something, somebody's always reporting her.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you know, post a picture, and then people report you.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, she's asking somebody to buy her fucking nudes.
Well, I mean, she did kind of put, like, something close to that on her profile.
I mean, shit, man, I'd definitely fucking buy a picture of her naked.
Oh, hit her up. See how much she's asking for.
Hey, once I'm able to add and fucking message her, I will.
You still can't add people? Man, I just recently got unblocked.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm blocked again for like another few months. Well, let's see.
But the other night, man, promoting for that Rich show, man, I got blocked at least fucking 10 times. You're going too fast.
Well, check it out. I can't even fucking add her anyways because of the fact this person has reached their friend request limit, but you are now following them.
Fuck you mean I'm following them? That was like, yeah, one girl, man, in this group that I'm in or something, she posted something like, hey, hit me up or some shit. And then I said, what's up? And then she liked it, and then that was it. And then I got unblocked finally today. And I tried adding her, and she was like, do I know you? I was like, well, no. But I did say, what's up, dude, in that one group, and you liked it. What the fuck, man? Of course you don't know me.
Do I know you?
Like, if you have to ask that, clearly you don't know me.
You know, that's something that happened to me yesterday when I called your house.
Did somebody answer?
Yeah, your dad.
What the fuck he's like?
Because I thought it was you. So, you know, so I started bitching about the fact, you know, I was getting yelled at by fucking strange music. And he goes, do I know you?
Wait, when the hell did you call here?
Right after I got, you know, I talked to fucking Corey.
When the hell was that?
You know, whenever you and Adam hung up the show.
Okay, yeah. I saw that you were calling. I didn't think anybody answered the phone, though.
Yeah, you're dead. And I asked you, he goes, he's not here.
I'm not here? I was fucking there. What the hell? Because,
you're there.
Like, I was walking in or whatever. I was like, what the hell did that just say? Because, you know, my caller ID talks. And then my mom said the name or whatever on it. I was like, I know who the hell that is. She's like, you do? I'm like, yeah. And then when I went to pick the phone up, there was nobody there.
If your dad picked up.
So apparently you were talking to him, and I had no idea.
Yeah, for some odd reason, he thought I was asking somebody by the name of Jeb.
Jed? Like, as in, like that old guy from Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
He's a fucking moron, man.
Yeah, like I clearly said, is Greg there? You know, and he goes, no, there's no Jeb here.
The fuck is Jeb, man? Wow.
And then he finally heard Greg, and he goes, Greg ain't here.
You probably still don't know who the hell you are. You've called here several times.
Probably not. Well, I guess apparently you weren't there. You went out.
Well, after that phone call, yeah. But like I told you, man, if somebody calls her, man, they sure as hell don't tell me.
Yeah, I noticed.
Because, you know, it's not too often that people call me, you know, because I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Even whenever Busta B, man, would call me or some shit. Well, he never even called her. it was always my cell phone when it was on.
Hold on, guys, the good door.
And a what?
Man, my fucking bathroom door. Like, I literally had to physically lift it up in order to close it.
The fuck? The hell? Get out of the bathroom.
I got a bit. So the funny thing is, I ended up getting a impromptu day off.
How do you get a day off when you're just in training?
Because I was scheduled to be there for fucking 2:30 to catch the bus to go up to Bridgeport. I get there. The bus left at 1:30. Yeah, so so like I go up to the boss and be like, I was scheduled for 2:30. Oh, bus left at 1:30, so you know, ask him what do you want me to do. Nothing, go home. I came home and I went back to bed. I was passed out till about
So if the bus left at 1:30, what the hell time did you get there?
About 2:00.
Were you on the bus?
No.
So you weren't you weren't even late.
No, I wasn't late whatsoever, man. Like I said, I was scheduled for 2:30, and the bus left for Bridgeport at 1:30.
So you got there and he sent you home.
Yes, I came home and I went back to bed. I was like, fuck this, I'm passing the fuck out.
That's fucking stupid.
It really is.
So do we know why Spaz left yet?
No. I'm going to probably just do the same thing and go pass the fuck out again since I got one more day off. So I have to go to, I'm going to Tivana tomorrow.
You're going to what?
Tivana, like the fucking place that sells like a shitload of tea.
Okay. All right, and peace.
Peace.